is the Bronte and Lakey podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. All the good bits are in here. All the great bits are in here as well, including Bronte's mum segment.
Absolutely. Talking about my mum and her feet again. Somehow these two things seem to come together and present to you in a disgusting way.
Sorry, I was daydreaming. What were you saying? Lakey's holiday voice would give you the ick.
Yeah.
As he reads himself in third person. Still half in daydream mode, I think. Yes, I am going on holiday. One of my biggest fears is something that potentially could give my girlfriend the ick. I know what that is. When did you mess up at work?
Oh, God, I really messed up. I crashed a company vehicle.
And what mythical creature should we invest in finding? Someone was super keen on the unicorn chat. There was plenty more where that came from. The tastiest segment on radio is this.
Bronte's mum.
Yeah, we've discussed your holiday plans. We have 2 weeks break coming up, going over to Vietnam with your lovely girlfriend. Mm. And I am going over to jolly old London with your other girlfriend, my mother.
Yeah, which is kind of, it's bittersweet, really, for
me. I know.
And I can't help but feel if you guys were going to Hawaii, I probably would have tacked along.
I even had to draw the line. It turns out we're flying out from the same airport Friday night within a relatively similar time frame. Mm. The offer was suggested of possibly a pre-flight dinner or maybe carpooling.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
You are flying out about 2.5 hours later than me. I've tried to delay the flight. I've done what I could. Vietjet weren't buying it. Unfortunately, we'll miss each other like ships in the night, unfortunately.
Oh, no. Look, I don't know if I even want to head off with Stace. It's going to be the first time her and I have...
Here if you need.
Volunteer's tribute. First time her and I have travelled together by ourselves.
Really?
We've always done family holidays. She, as I've moved around the east coast of Australia, she's come with me on a few of those long road trips out to different little towns. This is the first time going international. It's the first time I've travelled international since 2019, so in this new COVID world. I thought a little gift, something that could be good for us, on the plane.
Oh, wow. Tough to get, I mean, a lady who's got everything.
Right.
It's tough to get a physical gift for quite literally a physical gift.
You've already touched on this. I also...
I wish. No, you're not helping yourself. What'd you get, Stacey?
Well, I was looking at getting some compression socks. I haven't travelled for a few years. I'm 31 now. I don't know how this body's going to react to being in the air for 14 hours. So I thought I'll get a two-pack, one for me and one for my 64-year-old mother, who I thought would be appreciative of this gift.
Yeah.
Apparently not. It arrived yesterday. I was like, I've got you something. I thought this could be good for the plane. I was going to do little packs with, like, face masks and the compression socks. And she's like, how old do you think I am? She was offended that I thought she would need compression socks. I was like, really? I'm going to be using them.
Yeah.
So now...
Get on board, Stace.
No, you only...
DVT is a real thing, and I will dispose of the socks responsibly afterwards.
Bronte and Lakey.
Come on, let's get ready to rumble!
$850 if you can. 5 questions, 30 seconds. All you got to do is beat Bronte. This is no 10 out of 10 alpha bucks scenario.
No, no.
You could technically get 1 out of 5 and still beat Bronte.
Absolutely.
We've got Sid. Sometimes you hit, sometimes you miss, Sid. That's the game we're in right now.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
What's your area of expertise, would you say?
Luck.
Oh, okay.
When Lady Luck's on Sid's side, he's unstoppable. Unfortunately, 99% of the time, Sid fails to get going.
That's all right.
Well, have you heard me on the radio before?
Let's hope he strikes a match today.
I'm feeling a little loopy today, so maybe Lady Luck is on Sid's side.
Right.
Fingers crossed.
Here we go, Sydney. 30 seconds on the clock. Best your ability. Throw something at the wall. Here we go. Question number one. Which American president appears on the American $1 bill?
Abe Lincoln.
True or false? The Lego Group was founded in 1932.
I'll say true.
Mulder, Scully, and Skinner are all characters from what 90s TV show?
Oh, I know it, but I can't skip.
Which geometric shape is used for Australian stop signs?
Octagonal.
Who directed the 2023 blockbuster movie Barbie?
That was our Aussie girl.
Just want to confirm, you said octangle, yeah?
Oh, I did. Tangle or tagnal? Anyway, I thought I said, but I know what I meant to say.
I can see what I'm trying to say. I just don't quite know. All right, no. Sydney, we'll put you in the soundproof booth as Bronte comes back in from the SPB.
Yes, PB.
You ready to go?
Yep.
Question number one. Which American president appears on the American $1 bill?
Washington.
True or false? The Lego Group was founded in 1932.
True.
Mulder, Scully, and Skinner are all characters from what 90s TV show?
X-Files.
Which geometric shape is used for Australian stop signs?
Octagon.
Who directed the 2023 blockbuster movie Barbie?
Greta Gerwig.
All in, with time to spare.
I think I was a bit quick off the mark with the stop sign. Is it a
We'll get to that. Which American president appears on the American $1 bill? Sydney said Abraham Lincoln. You said George Washington. It is George Washington.
Oh. Yeah. I think that's as soon as she said, I knew I stuffed up.
Yeah, for a dollar bill. Yeah, a couple of Washingtons over there. I've heard that in vernacular before. True or false, the Lego Group was founded in 1932. You both said true. You'd both be correct.
Oh, there you go.
It's 2-1 Bronte. Mulder, Scully, Skinner, all characters from the 90s TV show Sid Pass. You said the X-Files. X-Files, correct.
Oh!
3-1.
Almost said The Simpsons.
Mouldy Scully.
Jeez, I wish you did.
Skinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which geometric shape is used for Australian stop signs? You said octagon,
no.
Bronte. Sid said octangle. He's created a new shape. It is octagon.
Oh, yes! Unstoppable!
And who directed the 2023 blockbuster movie Barbie? It was Greta Gerwig. Sid said Margot Robbie, but it was Greta.
Five from five?
Oh, it looks like Lady Luck is here, Sid.
Oh, and we're not cocky, are we?
We have to be, Sid. We have to be.
5-1 in the end. But
Sid.
We're gonna throw out this octangle theory to some of the brightest minds in maths.
Oh, come on, there'll be one somewhere.
We'll find it. We'll find it.
Oh, good on you, Sid. Well done.
You have a great weekend. Bye.
Weekend.
Wow, he's really checked out, hasn't he?
It's Wednesday.
I love it. He's reinventing the book. Octangles, weekend Wednesdays. Yeah, love to hear it.
Bronte and Lakey.
Oh, my girlfriend and I, well, you are going on holiday with your mum to London 2 weeks, come this Friday. We've got the first break of the year in terms of the radio show. My girlfriend and I are going to Vietnam for 2 weeks.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
First holiday as a couple.
First holiday as a couple. And I like going a little bit off the beaten track. I've done quite a lot of travel. Oh, I've done a lot of travel and I still can't decide whether I'm saying Vietnam or Vietnam. But she's been on one cruise. She's been in New Zealand and she's had a hot girl Euro summer.
Yes.
Vietnam, I think she knows, is a bit of a step up for her. I've done a lot of Southeast Asia, but haven't done Vietnam. So it's a nice thing we came together as a decision to where we should go on holiday. However, I know when I go to any country that's first language is not English, something happens to me that I have always thought, thank God I'm not traveling with a girl because she'd probably find this a little icky.
Okay.
I feel there's a certain responsibility because I've traveled a bit more in Southeast Asia. I've got to be the strong, level-headed one, getting overwhelmed by all the Asian chaos.
Yes.
What happens is subconsciously start softening my accent and start softening my voice and start dumbing down my speech. No real reason, because the other person I'm sure could potentially understand me and they'd understand all the English I'm saying. For some reason, something happens in my brain and I go, simplify your language, soften up, otherwise they're not going to be able to understand.
I think that's fair. I think the Australian accent it can be quite harsh on foreign ears. And I think a lot of people do say that. We speak quickly. They can't often understand us. So I get that. It's the voice change. I understand slowing down and maybe kind of harboring in the accent, but the voice?
Yeah. Do you want to maybe ask, do as much Vietnamese or not accent as you
yeah,
want?
Yeah, I won't.
Okay. Hi, sir.
Yeah.
What can I get you? I'm at a banh mi restaurant okay, for breakfast sure. or something.
Hi, sir. Welcome to my banh mi restaurant. Can I seat you and this beautiful lady?
Hello. Yes, please. One coffee and one banh mi. No coriander? Is it okay? Thank you.
I don't want you in my restaurant.
Really?
Yeah.
It's quite icky, isn't it?
It's a little...
It is icky.
It's like a little play school-y, like...
I know.
I know.
I know. I know. I actually know all this. I don't know why I've... I don't know why I'm just getting extra confirmation. There's nothing that I can do in my sake. I've tried so many times. I've been to India 3 times. I've been to Thailand 4 times. I've been to Laos. I've been to Cambodia. I've been to Mexico. I've been to Jamaica. Every single time by the end of the trip, yeah. I'm just a shell of myself and it starts dumbing down my brain. I just think my girlfriend's going to be there going, who have I dated
in the last
6 months?
Maybe like she obviously has more feelings romantically. So there's a lot more that she's willing to forgive. I'm a much harsher a critic.
You don't have as much skin in the game.
If any. Yeah.
Yeah, good call. Scruty and Lakey.
On the weekend, I went to Townsville to see my boyfriend, Dylan. He's living there. So we're doing long distance at the moment, which I'm doing pretty good at. I like going to Townsville. I lived there, enjoyed it. It's a bit difficult, though, because it's hard to get around when you're doing long distance. He works one of the days that I'm there usually. And so very generously, the radio station offered me to use one of the station cars.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. Originally,
are you constantly stopping at the lights? We wanted them. Give us a chop, Neil.
I did go for a run on Saturday morning and went to the Strand and people did think that I think I was going to be a promo girl, but no, just using it to get around. And it was all going fine until Sunday night when we were about to go to the airport and I was taking the car back to the radio station. And it's the moments that you think back and you're like, oh, I remember thinking, do I park in this spot or do I park in this other spot? And I couldn't remember where it went, so I backed myself into the spot and also backed into it, literally. And I was just heading back towards the end of the car park and heard this.
First of all, thank you for having the foresight. This may happen and recording it on your iPhone.
Anything
true professional.
For content.
And secondly, yeah, that sucks for you.
Yeah, it was the first
who
time.
Who did you tell?
I had to tell.
Big boss, medium boss?
I told boss. Beck and Zoe, who are our promo girls, yes. And because on Friday I said, I'll just have it for an hour. They said, just have it for the weekend. You don't know when you'll need it. So I did have it. And then I had to say, thank you so much for letting me use this car for the weekend. Please see attached to the photos of the completely smashed rear light.
Are you feeling more guilty because you've let them down on a social level? I mean, I'm assuming they're not going to ask you to pay for it. It's probably going to bump up the company premium slightly, affecting my pay rise negotiation.
So sorry about that. It's twofold. I feel guilty, obviously, having damaged a company vehicle. I'm embarrassed. I've never broken anything at work like that before. And then also it just makes you question yourself as a driver and why I didn't think to look out both or all of my mirrors.
Yeah. It's a workplace stuff up.
Mistakes happen.
You wouldn't be the worst person to stuff up in a workplace environment.
Well, that's what I'm hoping.
You don't even have the best car-based workplace stuff up in this room right now.
What have you done?
I used to work at Wet n Wild.
Nice.
And we all had this party the night before, all the staff, and then the next morning, and oh god, I realize this is slightly illegal, but anyway, it was 11 years ago, allegedly. Don't I'm making this story up.
Okay.
And I had this daydream where I was in the back of the boot, And because they already had five people in the seats and I was in the back of the boot, allegedly. And they were talking about the Hangover movie.
Yes.
And I was like, well, this is great because there's that scene in the Hangover movie, Leslie Chow, where he jumps out the back naked and starts attacking the person the second they open the boot. It's like, this is fantastic. So I'm hearing them tell the story. I'm taking off my clothes. I'm getting nude. And
allegedly.
And there's a back car park where all the staff park, so nice and private. I'm like, this is going to be fantastic. It's going to be hilarious. They're literally still talking about it. Hurry up and pull over and let me out. What I didn't realise is they stopped at the front gate to let one of the staff out to go to the management, and I've jumped out stark as naked, a massive line.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Children and adults, school holidays, and I'm like, oh my God. And shut the boot, shut the boot, shut the boot, shut the boot.
Was it one of those boots that automatically?
The electric one. And I almost got a written warning, but I managed to dodge my way out of it because it was a daydream and then I woke up.
Look.
So 13, 10, 60, when did you stuff up at work?
Yes. When did you mess up at work? It could be vehicle related. It could be alleged nudity. Who knows?
When did you Leslie Chow at work? 13, 10, 60. Do we have I think we've got gin to give away, which is good. Which is, that's what I was drinking the day that I decided to go all Leslie Chow.
Allegedly.
Wow. Allegedly, of course. Experience Australia's favourite gins with Garden Street Gin Club's curated boxes. When did you stuff up at work? We've all worked. We've all stuffed up. When are they combined?
Grunty and Lakey.
13, 10, 60. When did you stuff up at work, Bree? Oh, a fellow Warner Brothers employee.
Yes. Oopsie.
What did you do?
Did you also jump out of a car naked and Leslie Chow in front of a whole bunch of children?
I did think about doing that, but no, not exactly. I used to work in like the area where all the costumes were and I did the green screen photos. It was a really quiet day. It's just leaning on the wall and all of a sudden I've set the fire alarm off.
Ooh.
And the whole park had to close down and everything. Fire brigade came and I blamed it on a child.
Great.
Nice.
I said a child came up and did it, not me.
Always risky because there may be surveillance footage in the area.
Yeah,
but you roll the dice
in those situations. My boss was like, we know it was you. But I still went with the child. I didn't lose my job.
That's
so
good.
I got a written warning. I did get a written warning.
Oh, it's more than what Lakey got for jumping out.
I know.
Got a slap on the wrist.
I know, and it's
felt
the glass wasn't on it.
Yeah, exactly, Bree. Oh,
there would have been someone lining up for that Batman ride for three and a half hours, just about ready to go. Okay, next 10 up.
I was more a Scooby-Doo roller coaster kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was right near Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo
said, was it? All right.
So
all right,
bad.
Ladies. Colin on 13, 10, 60. Workplace stuff up.
Yeah, no, this was a good one. We got a brand new loader at work and my supervisor decided to take some rather rude photos and send them to his partner.
Beautiful.
But instead of sending them to his partner, Allison, he sent it to all the company.
Okay. So nude photos of...
himself in the loader bucket, yeah.
Oh, and the loader bucket.
I'm new.
A concrete loader bucket, yeah.
No, big front end loader bucket.
I took an alpha male risk and it did not pay off.
So he took naked photos in the loader bucket.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Sending them to his partner Allison, but instead of hitting Allison, he hit it all, so everyone in the company got them.
Yeah. I'd love to probe Colin even more, but I'm afraid he may release more names live on the air.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, Cole. Georgia on 13, 10, 60. Wrap this up for us, workplace stuff-ups.
Yeah, I was working in HR at the time, and I had to change people's promotions, and I changed someone's pay from $200,000 to $20,000. Just before pay week as well, and there were some very disgruntled people with a mortgage calling me. Yeah, it was pretty hectic.
Oh, my goodness.
So instead of what, copping, like, 21 grand a month?
You'd know, being on that wage.
Instead of getting 21 grand on the monthly pay, you would have, what, got, like, $210 or something?
So, no, it was $210,000 or $200,000 that they were earning annually, and then... Yeah, it was $20,000 annually instead, so
yeah.
Tuppence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It does happen. And sometimes they ask a question and met with a statement.
Stop asking questions of these people.
No follow-ups. No follow-ups for any of these. I like Colin.
I love Colin.
And I think he'd destroy a bottle of gin. So, coming your way. Grunty and
Lakey. Your letter for tomorrow's Alpha Bucks on Thursday, the 18th of April, is P for Papa. Grunty
and Lakey. Oh, this is interesting news. NASA has been asked to help in a new search for the Loch Ness Monster.
What are they doing?
Well, the Loch Ness Centre has urged the space agency to lend its expertise in a fresh hunt for the legendary creature. I remember studying this stuff in grade 4.
Yeah.
I think it's over for the Loch Ness. Last year, one of the biggest searches of Loch Ness in the Highlands concluded with a hydrophone capturing loud underwater noises and several potential sightings. What they failed to write in this article is that those underwater noises were the boats with the hydrophone and might the several potential sightings were 70-year-olds with binoculars going, I think that's the Nessie. It's not.
No?
The Loch Ness Monster has been and gone if it was ever there. Stop calling it a loch. It's a lake. There's no monster there.
Maybe that's just the accent. Maybe they're saying the Loch Ness Monster and it's just coming across in the way they say loch.
You always go in to bat for the Scots.
I don't know.
We've gone to UK universities, they said. They've said no. We're hoping that experts from NASA might have some advanced imaging technology to scan the loch.
So your issue is not that they shouldn't be looking for the Loch Ness Monster because it doesn't exist. You think that if there was a Loch Ness, what's it called?
A Long Neck Loch Ness.
It would have been and gone and they should be looking for something else.
It's been and gone. Okay. The first exposition was in 1934. You're just going to scan. You might get the bones of a dead monster. And even if you found the dead Ness, I don't think I'd want that to be third or fourth news story of the day on the 6 PM bulletin.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be that impressed. I think there's plenty more mythical creatures out there that we should be funding.
I agree.
NASA should be putting their studies towards aliens, of course.
Yes, they're trying.
They're doing. Even a Bigfoot or an abominable snowman.
Do you believe they both exist?
Not particularly.
Oh.
But I would rather see my taxpayer-funded dollars going towards those things. There's a whole list of mythical creatures. Things that I'm learning aren't real or at least haven't been sighted in a long time.
What are you saying?
Realised the time, 8:15, prime time.
Mm.
Why don't you take over from here?
I genuinely believe that if we really started looking into our oceans, that we would find mermaids. I'll die on that hill.
That would be pretty cool.
There are mermaids. The oceans are too big and too vast and too deep for us to even know what's going on down there. I think NASA should be looking for mermaids.
I always imagined that they'd be above the water, so like in some sort of lagoon.
Like and in Peter Pan?
I'd like wash up on an island. Ah, let me get two seashells for those weary bosoms. You've had quite the day swimming upstream, m'lady.
You just said what time we're talking about. Don't talk about mermaids, buzzies.
Oh, yeah, true. that'd be pretty good. The half goat, half man. The centaur.
Centaurs.
That'd be good fun, wouldn't it? If NASA just went hardcore and like we found a half goat, half man, just chilling in Senegal, I'd be like, yeah, front page.
I want to know if there are any that you believe in, though, that you think that NASA should be looking for. I know you want these things to be true, but I truly believe there are mermaids out there that NASA could find.
Oh, okay.
What about?
Are leprechauns real?
I don't think so.
I think they are. I believe in leprechauns. Because I'm friends with the monsters. 131060. What's the question? What mythical creature should we invest in finding?
Yeah. What do you believe is an actual mythical creature out there that NASA should be looking for?
Yeah. Or you've got a mate who's like obsessed.
Yes.
Who's like, were dragons real?
I don't think so.
Goblins?
No.
Producer Claire is nodding her head.
They have found things that could be dragon bones.
Whoa.
Really? All right, we'll fund that then, right? Fund some dragon stuff.
What about fairies? All girls wanted fairies to be real.
I've seen a few fairies out there. They definitely exist. They do. 131060. What mythical creatures should NASA be funding? Enough with the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, that's gone.
Scrunty and Lakey.
Waking up to the news that NASA has been asked to help in a new search for the Loch Ness Monster. Don't waste your resources on the Loch.
No.
The Loch is old news.
Yeah.
There's so many more mythical creatures that we could be researching, I would say.
Absolutely.
I'm incredibly surprised at the amount of calls that are coming through at the same time.
I know.
Time.
I'm not.
You are a big believer in mermaids.
Yep. Me and Cassie, who called through, she also thinks there's mermaids out there. I swear I read something somewhere that NASA was originally founded to explore our oceans, and they did for a little while, and then they got so scared that they were like, let's just go up into space.
Oh, really?
So I think they found mermaids.
Well, some nerd going, what? No, hang on, what was that woman over there with the fish? No, you saw nothing. Look up. Yeah, you believe in mermaids. I believe in the centaur. I'm just realized it's very off-brand for me to diverge past the half-woman, half-fish and start pointing out half-man, half-goat instead. Monique, what mythical creature should NASA investigate?
Unicorns.
Unicorns. You think they're out there somewhere?
Definitely.
Mm. So what would be the scientific definition of a unicorn? A horse with a horn? A My Little Pony with extra
powers?
Yeah, my little pony with extra powers.
Yeah.
My Little Pony with extra powers.
That's what we're
And what are
for.
These powers?
Oh, anything that the child believes in or any person that believes in the unicorn can have.
Right.
I like that. It's to choose your own adventure unicorn.
Sounds mighty convenient for writer's block during a fairy tale. we'll put it on the list.
I think so. There has to be a unicorn somewhere.
I don't know if I'd be as impressed, though, if they did find a unicorn, because I just put that down to my scientific brain being, oh, there's like a horse that's just had a genetic defect
or
something.
Part horse, part narwhal.
Yeah.
Like yes. that's a unicorn of the ocean.
I think it would be a scientific mix-up. It wouldn't make me believe in magic yet.
Okay.
But I wish I did.
No, I know.
I just don't believe in unicorns, partly because I don't have dyed pink hair and I'm not obsessed with tiny backpacks. Renee on 131060. What mythical creature do you reckon we should be finding?
So the Yowie, which is the Australian Bigfoot.
Yeah,
we're talking. Yeah, we're talking.
Yeah, my dad's obsessed, so he just watches YouTube and he's 99% sure that they exist.
Uh-huh.
And I think the discovery would just give me peace. Mentally, emotionally.
Really? Has dad been, that? He's been a big Yowie hunter?
Oh, he's sure. I've seen him. I've seen some things. Mm. They're out there. I'm like, it's just some hairy man waltzing around. But,
yeah,
that's true.
Could be. I'm getting mighty excited at the thought of a big Yowie hunt with this man. Do we maybe go bush with the guy for the weekend? And is he the kind of guy that would see the funny? Is he the kind of guy that would see the funny side if we went on a Yowie hunt all weekend and then we're like, quick, John, over here. And we like, and we just sneak up and there's just a small Yowie chocolate pie in the bushes.
Yeah. Well, what now? You buried the lead in the whole thing.
John's not listening yet. Do you think that would work? Do you think that would go down in this man's world?
I think he'd be pretty butthurt, but he'd be delicious.
He's too deep. He's deep in the Yowie hunt.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, really? Used to scare me. Bunyips used to scare me.
Bunyips. You just showed me an image of that. That's horrifying. Yeah. I thought bunyips were a real thing.
I don't think so. If they are, I'm avoiding them.
Krista on 131060, what mythical creature needs to be funded by NASA instead of the Loch Ness and the unicorn?
Oh, okay. My kids have been begging me to ring up. So obviously the Meg, that's something we discuss all the time. And I know they've found, you know, and things like that, but you know, I think there's still some out there.
What is it, Crystal? What did you say?
The megalodon.
A megalodon shark.
Ooh. Yeah.
It was the best timed background giggle I've ever heard on radio as well regarding a megalodon shark.
And chupacabras. I absolutely think there's a few getting around here in North Queensland.
Ooh.
People probably, you know, accidentally misidentify them as, oh, that's just a wallaby. But, we definitely think we might have seen a few chupacabras getting about the place.
I've just had a Google because, again, not one that I'm totally familiar with.
First time hearing of it.
Means goat sucker in Spanish, according to reports. The creature acts like a vampire killing animals by sucking their blood. Oh, I have heard of these.
Can I have a photo or something?
No.
Because I'm just imagining a goat sucking now, to be honest. All right.
It might explain a few things.
Doesn't it, Krista?
That was the Bronte and Lakey podcast.
Bronte and Lakey.